This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. It's day 20 of the federal government shutdown, and as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, there's still no end in sight.
The Senate is expected to vote again later today to try and advance the same short-term funding bill that has failed 10 times already. Democrats insist there need to be bipartisan talks to reopen the government and want to see health care concerns addressed. Meanwhile, the U.S. House remains out of session after Speaker Mike Johnson canceled votes for the third straight week. The House has been out for a month. Both sides say they don't expect real progress to end the stalemate until the White House gets involved. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
This week, Colorado signed on to two lawsuits to save solar for all. That's a $7 billion federal program to build solar in low-income neighborhoods. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Colorado won more than $150 million from the program, funded by the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act. In August, the Trump administration scrapped the initiative, claiming it would save taxpayers money. Now, Colorado has joined 22 other states in suing to restore the program. Attorney General Phil Weiser said the money will not only cut energy bills, it'll also help Colorado fight climate change and create new clean energy jobs. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
You can find more news at CPR.org. There is a high wind warning and a red flag warning along the Central Front Range today. Heads up, XL Energy may cut power during the day for some customers to reduce wildfire risk.